Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, Bruce Wang, plus Oskay's D-Pick and the Popemobile. It's all coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Freshen up my coffee, gotta practice my yo-yo. From 9 to 10, it's all penciled in, I'm staring out the window. Hey, eating a jelly donut, that's just one of my perks. Everybody's doing it, dicking around at work. I'd love to finish up that project, I'd love to finish that report. But first I gotta finish this yogurt and then download some porn. Gotta check out that new chick, I heard she's a flirt. Maybe she'd be up for dicking around at work. Carry around some folders, shuffle around some papers. I just spent 2 hours adjusting my screensaver. Gotta put you on hold, sir, your call's important to me. It will be ignored in the order it was received. Oh, I'm a model employee, I always clean the glass. When I finish making photocopies of my ass, I brown nose the bosses, yes sir, yes ma'am. I'm not apathetic, I just don't give a damn. Cause I'm dicking around at work. Yeah.
Yes.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee.
Hi.
She's at the news desk.
Yep.
There's Jeff Oskay.
Hello.
What are you eating?
Sorry,
there, buddy?
I got a mouthful of meat.
Meat.
He got a mouthful of meat.
Mouthful
yeah,
of meat.
He does.
Yeah.
That sounds like that
yeah,
sounds that sounds like a movie that Josh would be running.
Uh-huh. There's Ace Cosby. I'm Chick McGee. Hello.
Bruce Wang.
Bruce Wang and Jeff Oskay. Yeah. A mouthful
full of meat.
So your friend calls himself Bruce Wang.
He is not. I don't know Bruce Wang. I know someone who shot with Bruce Wang.
No, now later this afternoon, if not later this morning. Yeah. Tom, did you know that Jeff Oskay has a friend in the porn business?
Well, you were telling me that.
I'm sorry, in the porno business?
Okay, yes. So you were telling me that you know. So you know the woman.
I know the woman.
That, and she was in a scene
with Bruce
with
Wang.
Bruce, a guy that calls himself Bruce Wang.
And is it a,
now,
a?
Can I ask a question? Is he an Asian of Asian heritage?
No, he is a he is of Ace's heritage.
Ah, unusual.
Not in the porn industry.
No, yeah,
no.
Say.
I mean, to have the name Wang, one would think he would be of perhaps Chinese
origin.
Oh, I never
even considered that.
I just assumed.
No, Tom. No. He's not called Wang because of that.
Well, people think you're Asian because your last name is Lee.
True.
I get that all the time.
Really?
When I saw Christy, I couldn't believe she was a blonde white chick. I told you. Christy, where were we?
Well, a Maverick gas station in Montrose, Colorado is unable to sell diesel after an RV driver emptied its waste tank into the station's diesel supply.
Whoops.
That's notice pulling a Dave Matthews.
The incident was brought to light by a Facebook user who wrote, quote, "They dumped into the large manhole covers near the road directly into the diesel tank. They have a dedicated dump at the larger pumps, but I guess someone decided to undo the manhole and dump there."
They need better signs.
Yeah. An employee told Cowboy State Daily. Ooh, how do we not get that here?
How you doing, Cowboy State Daily? Can I ask you what you're doing to further the image of a cowboy?
The pumps were shut down as a result.
Nothing. Well, kiss my ass.
Gas station will need to pump everything out of the tank and thoroughly clean it before it's operational again.
Do you know the famous Dave Matthews story?
Was that in Chicago?
Yeah. On August 8th, 2004... A tour bus belonging to the Dave Matthews Band dumped an estimated 800 pounds of human waste from the bus's black water tank.
800 pounds?
Through the Kinzie Street Bridge in Chicago onto an open-top passenger sightseeing boat.
How does that...
What? I didn't know it was onto a boat.
It can't be 800 pounds, Tom. That bus wouldn't move. Think this, about that.
This has a lot different story than I remember. Yeah. I don't remember
800 gallons.
I don't remember those gallons. Sightseeing boats.
800 pounds.
And it wouldn't be solid waste.
It would be both.
Well, it's floating.
You don't do two on the bus.
Yeah. Well, some people do.
I mean, after a big gig, yes, the celebratory sit down.
Yeah.
They had to pay a $200,000 fine.
Yeah! Wow.
So that's a
thing. It would have been okay had they
band wasn't on the bus. It wasn't their fault, obviously.
What sightseeing are you seeing from that river in a boat?
You've never seen that.
You've
boat?
Never done the Chicago River cruise.
I don't know what the hell you would look at.
Oh, you'd look at all of the beautiful architecture. Uh-huh. It's a really cool thing. Uh huh.
That sounds great. I can't believe I haven't done that.
All right.
How many times have you done it?
Twice.
Twice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. When you go under that bridge, look out.
Yeah. Open an umbrella.
You go under a lot of bridges when you're on the tour, actually, but yeah, you should try it sometime.
How long? Like an hour? 2 hours?
What was the driver thinking? Do you think he could get away with it?
Yeah.
That seems like an autonomous decision. I mean, he didn't ask anybody.
No. The band had nothing to do with it.
But. Of course.
Nearly $500,000 worth of bourbon has been stolen from a Philadelphia warehouse. Noble Oak Bourbon announced the loss of nearly 11,000 bottles in a coordinated cargo theft operation carried out in broad daylight.
Dun, 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 dun.
Company officials asked distributors, retailers, restaurants, bars, and consumers to report any suspicious offers involving large quantities of Noble Oak Bourbon. Philadelphia PD and the Office of the FBI are investigating.
It's interesting. I was reading about this case. It wasn't sort of stealthily... It wasn't a bunch of guys sneaking up to a warehouse, and apparently these guys walked up and they had papers and they had credentials and everything appeared to be above board. They were shipping it to wherever, and they just
you put on one of those orange reflective vests, you can get away with anything.
Yeah, clipboard.
Yeah, you have that in a clipboard.
You're good.
You're golden.
But they think it was a computer hack of some sort, and they had the right codes, and they walked up and said, "We're supposed to pick this stuff up." Okay.
Take it.
Yeah.
But they stole alcohol-based bourbon.
Yeah. What other bourbon is there?
as opposed to... as opposed to meat-based bourbon?
They make non-alcoholic bourbon, of course, if they'd stolen If they'd stolen that...
Have you ever seen anybody so intelligent and so stupid all at the same time?
No, I was going to say, they stole the non-alcoholic bourbon, they'd never catch them because it'd be zero proof.
Okay.
You see, non-alcoholic bourbon.
All right. Okay. I like that.
They make that stuff, by the way.
I've never seen the bourbon.
They make non-alcoholic bourbon?
They make non-alcoholic everything.
Except for mocktails.
Yeah, I know for mocktails, but I've seen non-alcoholic
non-alcoholic vodka?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, sometimes called water.
So you're drinking the scent of perfume, right?
Potato water. That's all it is.
Oh, I'm looking up non-alcoholic bourbon.
Also look up the Chicago River Cruise. When's the next one?
I can get you on one today.
Oh, man.
I bet you can. I bet there's a ton of open seats.
Yeah. There are non-alcoholic bourbon brands. Yeah, there are a ton of them, actually. Ritual Zero Proof. Liars American Malt. Yeah, you're lying because it's fun. Free Spirits.
Do they give them nicknames that are like almost close, like... Jake Daniels.
No, I'm just do they? Spiritless or, Kentucky 74. These
or
are the
shove
names.
Shove us Regal.
Who knew? A user on Reddit asked non-Americans what is seen as American by their countries.
Ah.
One user replied, "In Hungary, an American kitchen means it's not walled off from the living room."
Yeah,
oh, like an open,
like
concept.
Open concept.
So they don't open the house. Yeah.
Apparently in Hungary, they don't have that. Another said that Norway labels bags of frozen diced carrots, peas, and other veggies as American mix.
Huh. Really? Mm. Well, it's like we have French fries.
What?
Freedom fries.
No, but I mean, in other words, if you say I want the American mix over there, it means whatever, mixed vegetables.
Yeah. One commenter said ranch dressing is known as American dressing in many countries. Cool Ranch Doritos are marketed as Cool American internationally.
And we were talking about the movie where the Royale, what is it? The
Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese. That's that scene
Pulp Fiction.
In Pulp Fiction. Where they're talking about the quarter pounder.
Mm-hmm. The quarter pounder with cheese.
At an expat bar in Hungary to celebrate American Independence Day, they serve things like hot dogs and drinks, come in red Solo cups, and they call those American party cups, the red Solo cup.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I watched these two travel. It's a couple that from Portugal that travels all over the world and like blogs that kind of thing. And they were excited. They were coming to America. They flew into Texas. Then they went to California, and then they went to New York. And their first report back from Texas was they were surprised that not everybody had a gun on their side. Okay. Like they thought that everyone walked around with a cowboy hat and a pistol and a. In a holster, and they're like, "Oh, we didn't see any guns."
Hmm. Yeah,
I'm like, "Yeah, we don't walk around."
Normally.
That's what they thought.
There's some more of these American teeth. When teeth are too perfect and too white, they sometimes call them American teeth. Mm-hmm. Corn dogs in Japan are called American dogs. So
I had a corn dog over the weekend.
Oh, Tom. I'm jealous.
Is there a decent frozen corn dog? I think that's my only. Well,
yeah. The State Fair one is great.
I could wait till the State Fair and get
State
one there.
State Fair brand.
State Fair brand corn dog.
Corn dogs, they're pretty fire.
All right.
Yeah.
You put them in the air fryer?
I don't know. I just did it in the
oven.
Do
they come with a stick?
Well, I did your joke about the
manual transmission.
The Wienermobile?
Yeah. And all three of my kids go, huh. Yep.
Do they know what a stick is?
Yes.
No, I mean, it's,
I explained
in,
it
in the context of a stick shift,
yes,
of a manual transmission.
I told
Sorry.
It just like you told it. I gave way too much explanation up front.
What a stick shift was, yes. And then you did a callback to it. It didn't work.
They just, I tried it, man. Yeah. Maggie giggled.
Oh, so, oh, good.
Yeah,
she's a supportive.
The joke is that the Wienermobile, the corn dog version, has a manual transition because it's a stick.
Yes,
you see. Yeah, okay.
That term has to be going away, stick shift, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's fun to drive them.
Yep.
Makes it, although it does make it a bitch to text.
Well, you got to time it when you're out on the highway. Yeah.
This is interesting. In some countries, a large refrigerator. Sorry.
What do they call fritters in other countries?
Sorry. A large refrigerator.
You did it again.
Third time's a charm.
Here we go.
You got
I'm not laughing because I've had this happen to me.
It's called
no pressure.
This says it's called an American fridge.
A refrigerator?
A large refrigerator.
There you go.
Sorry we have so much of everything. Sorry.
Which is especially weird because half our stuff's made in China. So, but who knows? I see. Now, do you know today's Best Friends Day?
I did know that.
Did you know that, Jack?
I did not.
You just wanted to visit one of your best friends over the weekend.
If not my only best friend. Yeah.
National Best Friends Day. U.S. Congress decided to devote a day each year in tribute to close friends back in 1935.
So, Jeff, do what you usually do and send your best friend a picture of your penis.
Wow.
What would you do if you... what would you do if you...
I don't think she would like that.
You're implying he sends a picture of himself to
Look at him.
He's laughing.
He's turning red.
Sorry.
So your phone
rings. Hilarious that he thinks it's weird to send a D pic.
Yeah,
it's incredibly weird.
No, not really.
When is the last time you did that?
It's pretty much
the last time I did it.
Yeah. The way things are done.
I'll give you a little more comfort here, so you don't have to embarrass yourself. Have you sent a D pic in the last 5 years?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's got to be to your lady.
Your lady, of course.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. She's like, what are you doing at work? And I was like, here, let me show you. And
hilarious.
Yeah.
That's solid. That's solid humor.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought it was cold.
Tom, I'm going to ask you.
I'm just shaking.
I'm gonna text you later. I'm going to go, hey, buddy, what are you doing at work? What are you doing at work? And then you send me, I'll show you what I'm doing. Now you send me, Mr. Johnson are here.
Without getting too personal. Was it angry in the photograph?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you aren't going to send a not like you don't want to see.
No. Why would you do that?
Nobody wants a flaccid. Yeah. You don't even want to see your own flaccid.
You don't want to hear the term limp. You don't want to hear that.
Whenever I hear flaccid, I think of those pickles. Vlasic.
The holiday best friends.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Day.
We're still doing best friends day.
It's given rise.
You're not supposed to send D pics to your buddies? Okay.
I don't think so. It's given rise to a handful of other friendship themed days for celebration, including just Friendship Day, Women's Friendship Day, and even an entire week called Old Friends, New Friends Week.
Oh, Jesus.
Almost all of the celebrations of friendship occur in the
pathetic.
Summer.
Can't you just get friends the normal way?
What
so if it's best
friends
day, I'm gonna it's best friends. So instead of texting Godwin, get your ass back to work, I'll say, hey, how are you feeling?
So that would be your call, Pat Godwin? Because I remember he wasn't in the top five not that
I
long ago.
I remember that too.
And I can tell you this, Godwin remembers it.
What's coming up, Christy Lee?
That the was largest Lego set ever has been unveiled. Did you guys see this?
Ooh.
It has something to do with the Pope over the weekend. Actually.
I saw that and I can't remember
what
it was.
Isn't it $1,000?
We'll tell you.
No, it's got to be
it's
more
not.
Than that.
It's not $1,000.
What was it?
It's 12,000 plus pieces.
There's a Lego Pope?
No.
I can build a Pope out of Lego?
Well, maybe, but this... Never mind. I tried to... Never mind. The Pope is in Spain. Did I give you a hint as to what it is?
Nope.
By the way, I saw that, and they had they had the Pope-mobile there. Mm-hmm. Do they...
I saw that
have
in
to,
person.
Do they have to drive that thing everywhere, or do they? Can it fit on a plane?
The Pope-mobile?
Because, I mean, it's
think they go, wherever they go, they probably have one waiting, I would think.
But I'm saying, do they have to drive it there? The thing's huge. It stands up, and it's got a
big
bubble on it.
I'll say it again. Well, they're flying to Venezuela. They're going to have a Pope-mobile waiting in Venezuela, not on the plane with the Pope.
They build a new one
every time?
Well, I would think.
I wonder if they can break it down.
You guys are saying they build... I'm out of it.
I'm saying they have two or three, and they they fly them in like a cargo plane like they do.
For the president, it's cargo.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the president's he's in a regular limo, I mean, or a like an SUV, like a Suburban that's got all the armor on it.
The Pope-mobile is flown to Spain in a large military cargo plane.
Nope, military.
Military, right.
Now, when they's done,
ahead of his visit.
Could I possibly speak? I can't speak English.
I'm sorry.
No, it's my fault. I'm stumbling on my words. When he's done with it, do they put that on the market?
No, they take it back to Rome.
No, but could you buy like a used Pope-mobile?
Absolutely, you can buy it. Yeah, at Artie's Pope-mobile.
I know a couple guys that have a big enough ego they'd want one.
Hi, I'm Artie.
Look it up. I'm bringing
When's
a trailer.
When's the last time you said, there's the Pope? Look at that Pope. Look at that sharp Pope-mobile.
I'll be coming to the party. I'll be coming to the party standing up in my Pope-mobile.
The Pope-mobile always reminds me of that game Trouble.
Yes.
Like with the little bubble. Like I want to pop it and see the Pope bounce around in there.
Isn't that called the Pop-O-Matic or something?
Yes, yeah. Very good.
What do we know what kind of vehicle a Pope-mobile is? Is it?
It's a 67 Cadillac. Ford Galaxy.
No, I'm wondering, I would hope it's Italian. Is it like a Ferrari or a Fiat or a Alfa Romeo, something cool?
Yeah.
You're saying it's Cadillac? It's not a Cadillac.
American made?
No.
It's what probably is it? a retrofitted golf
car. It's a Mercedes-Benz, according to this. Oh, no, that can't be right, right?
Wait a minute. Pope doesn't live in Germany. Come on. Support your local.
Mercedes-Benz, Pope Francis. Oh, is it Pope Francis? That's not it. This can't be right. Okay, hold on. I'll keep looking.
Well, you keep looking. I'm going to tell you about...
You keep asking questions. That's helping.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.